Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Y'all ready to dish with us on your latest celebrity news?
Yes.
Okay, then. So before we get started, we got to say what's up to our peeps in L.A. What up?
Hey.
Now, Portia is still out, but Headcrack is Bizag. What up, Headcrack? And we have some friends joining us, y'all. We have the beautiful, the talented singer and actress from the family Hustle, LaToya Luckett. Radio personality from Fox Soul TV, Tammy Mack is back, too.
Tammy.
What's up, Tammy?
She's here. She smells terrific.
So later, y'all, Kevin Hart updates us on his recovery from a serious car accident, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is back, and he's talking all about Terminator Dark Fate. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, Donald Trump and his wife, Melania Trump, are going viral again. They were handing out Halloween candies and goodies to kids. And I saw this video, and I sent it to everybody I know, because it is so ridiculous. There was a child dressed as a minion. And if you know what the minion looks like, so the kid would, his, instead of me explaining it, maybe you should just watch this video. And then we'll talk.
And then she does it too.
No, I don't know. How do I?
Well, I don't know. How do you expect to get a treat from a trick?
You know, but they always strike me as people trying to figure out how to be human beings.
How to be people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like they're not from this planet. It's like, okay, I think I've seen this done once.
But I love it, though, honey. When you're that grand, honey, you just don't even know how to pass out candy. You just put it on top of the damn top instead of in the bag. That's grand, baby.
Until they do it in Melania's home country. You put the candy on
the head. We use the Easter basket at Halloween.
The candy on the head.
The Easter basket and then the candy from the hair basket to the head.
Did you see?
Melania, where do I put this chocolate?
I'm going to didn't want to give that up. He wanted to eat it himself. He's like, no.
He held on to that.
Moving on, it looks like Chelsea Clinton has a few choice words for rapper Jay-Z now.
Former first daughter,
like a lot of people out there, watched Beyonce's Netflix documentary Homecoming. Yes. Now, she watched it with her husband, Mark Mezvinsky. And in the film, Queen Bey was shown FaceTiming Jay-Z about fitting back into a super tight costume after giving birth to the twins. And Chelsea was less than pleased with the rapper's reaction towards Beyonce. Now, she told reporters, I said, Mark, if that's ever me, you better have some more enthusiasm. It wasn't the I'm so proud of you, that's amazing, that I arguably think any woman deserves, particularly someone who has clearly worked herself body, mind, heart, and soul, and spirit to get to that place. Mm. Now, she went on to add that her husband showed that he understood by replying with, duly noted. And can we go back to watching it, please? We've talked about it 3 times in the last 90 seconds.
That is so funny. Like, well, my wife and I will watch some show on TV, on TLC, and it'll be like, my 600-pound life, and we're all invested. And I will at some point pause it and go, now, if, would you still love me? She's like, I mean, it's a no-win situation.
I thought you paused it because you're looking for the hidden camera. It's like, wait a second.
Let me tell you, my husband may as well put Halloween candy on top of my head. Because I could whip out my breast, my boob, right now on Dish Nation, and he'd be like, I saw it.
That would not be my reaction, Tammy.
Oh. The thing is, like, I'm sure he's seen Beyonce do incredible, mind-boggling things so many times within their relationship that, like, you know, he's not surprised at this point.
Right.
Yeah, but a woman still wants a little encouragement and compliments. Like, we still want to be adored.
Especially after you have twins.
Absolutely.
And yes. Let's move on to the most indecisive couple out there right now. We got Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp.
Oh.
All right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not clear if these two should stay together, if they're a match, because they've had this really up-and-down relationship. Well, according to reports, the pair have called it quits after 8 years together.
No.
A source claims that Meg has had enough and ended their engagement with no regrets.
Is this the second? This is the second time they break up?
Or
is
I think they've been up and down for a while.
Third time?
Yeah.
If you're familiar with these two, you'll know that it's been a whirlwind relationship. The couple were first linked in 2011.
Okay.
They broke up in 2014, and before reconciling later that year, only to call it quits again in 2015.
This means that the sex was unbelievable.
And they reunited once more in 2017, only to break up after their third time this year.
Are we assuming the sex is really... So they're not a good match, really, but the sex is so good that she keeps going back.
Right.
It's like, we're not good. This is one more time, baby, and then it's so good, and then you think, oh, I'm going to stay.
Well, John Mellencamp should be happy because Meg Ryan's been divorced a few times, so he's saving himself some divorce paperwork.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
this is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not
true,
even the same people they were when they first got together. Like, she's kind of like a cat, and he looks like Tim Robbins now.
Right, so LaToya, have you been in an up-and-down relationship like this?
I have.
Did you stay because the sex was so good?
That's the good kind of
No, no. Wait, okay. Well, no. A lot of times... This is so awkward. But anyways, so a lot of
show.
I think with my situation, like, it was, we were in the same city, born and raised in the same city. So, you know, both of us were in the industry, and we would go out, we would travel. But, of course, every time around the holidays, everybody comes home.
Mm-hmm.
So we would always link back up for the holidays, but then we break up right before Valentine's Day.
That holiday.
For 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like that holiday love. You know what I'm saying?
You let him stock your stocking every Christmas.
Yeah. But that I can't do the yo-yo relationships, man. We just got to call it quits.
Okay, you guys, it's a sad day in Hollywood. Legendary actor and comedian John Witherspoon, best known for his role as Pops in the movie franchise Friday, along with other films and hit television shows such as Boomerang, The Wayans Brothers, and The Boondocks, passed away yesterday in his Los Angeles home.
Wow.
His family released a statement on social media that said, "It is with deep sadness we have to tweet this, but our husband and father, John Witherspoon, has passed away. He was a legend in the entertainment industry and a father figure to all who watched him over the years. We love you, Pops, always and forever, the Witherspoon family." Also, Ice Cube, who starred alongside John in Friday, posted a photo of him and the late actor with the caption, "I'm devastated over the passing of John Witherspoon. Life won't be as funny without him."
That's real.
True. That's real.
He's got some of the best lines, classic lines in movies.
Yes.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes.
I met him at the Comedy Store, and when he would walk in a room, it would just light up. People would just be like flock to him.
And stand-up is how he got in. I mean, back in 1970, he started doing stand-up, and to having a career that spanned this
movies
long.
Movies and television.
And he still, I mean, he never gave up the stand-up. I mean, he was still doing it. He had shows planned. I mean, unfortunately, this was sudden and unexpected. But yeah, 77 years old, still going out there and killing it.
John Witherspoon went back so far, he was on an episode of Good Times.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, that's how long he's been working.
Yes.
With a full head of hair.
People also forget about Hollywood Shuffle. Like, you know, Hope's got to eat too.
Hollywood Shuffle.
Winky dinky dog.
Winky dinky dog.
He used to play a lot of gigs here in Atlanta, and, like, he would always come by and talk to everybody and give everybody the same energy. It was literally like you automatically were Craig. And, you know, you're talking to Pops.
Right.
And that's what people with heart do. And so our hearts go out to his family. And John Witherspoon, you will definitely be missed.
Absolutely.
Be missed.
That's right. We love you, John. And you'll forever be in our hearts. Rest in peace.
All right. Coming up, comedian Kevin Hart is giving everyone a sneak peek into his road to recovery. We'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, y'all remember our good buddy Kevin Hart was in a serious car accident a couple months ago, and he had to have surgery for major back injuries. Well, he's been on the road to recovery, and he shared this video showing his journey. Check it out.
I swear life is funny, because some of the craziest things that happen to you end up being the things that you needed most. But after my accident, I see things differently. My appreciation for life is through the roof. I'm thankful for my family, my friends. I'm thankful for simply still being here. The road to being a bigger and better version of me. Looking forward to an amazing 2020.
Yeah, like, you know, typically he would say laugh at his pain, but this time we ain't laughing.
This
we
ain't
rooting
funny
for you,
all.
And we hope you bounce back and you come back bigger, stronger, better than ever. And also take some time for yourself. Relax.
Absolutely. All right, y'all, when you think of Whitney Houston, you can't help but think of her rendition of I Will Always Love You, the huge hit from her movie The Bodyguard. If you don't know, Dolly Parton wrote and sang the song in the 70s, but Whitney took it to a whole new level. Well, y'all, Patti LaBelle was on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live after show, and she revealed that she almost recorded the song before Whitney did. Check it out.
Was that song offered to you, Patti?
Dolly Parton offered it to me.
What?
Before The Bodyguard.
Okay.
And I said to Dolly, oh, yes, I want to do that song, honey. Before I could say real yes, it was in the movie and Whitney killed it. So
wow.
I have not done it since Whitney, but I plan to put it in my show one day.
I would like
but
to
But I was
see
so that happy that Whitney got that song and it just went like it did. But Dolly Parton and I have planned. Patti, you're going to sing that song next.
No, I couldn't imagine right. Patti singing that song. I mean, Patti is a great singer.
Ain't Patti with a sing
song. She would have laid it down now. She'd have laid it down.
Her ABCs and killed
it. Yes. I want to know what she was doing to where, like, you know, I don't got time to make that song. Exactly. Like, was she making a pie? Like, you know what I mean? I got some pies in the oven. I get to the studio later.
Did you say pies?
Yeah.
Listen.
It paid off for it a long
time. But she makes banana pudding as well. She makes custards. Yeah. And
she has a whole cookbook, and I have two.
She does.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever had food, like, she ever cooked for you?
No, and she did give me a pie. She did, but it was one of the box joints. But she was like, baby, go over there and get you one.
Okay.
So I went straight over and got me one. But, you know, half of this stuff is because maybe it was a manager that didn't get back in time or something like that. You don't know if it got lost in translation, but it did. Mm-hmm. And it just things worked out the way they were supposed to.
So, Latoya, so you should do one of Patti's songs.
Oh, no, I'm going to leave that to Patti. I had one incident. Trying to sing a Patti song, and ain't been right since. So, they did, and this is something you are just not supposed to do at all, but they were honoring Patti at something. And so at the last minute, they told me to come in, learn this Patti song. I got up there and forgot the words.
What was the expression on Patti's face when she said you mess up?
But I got it back. I got it back real quick, came back on in there. Me and Patti still friends. We worked on Greenleaf together. I love Aunt Patti.
Fantasia would have never forgot.
You know, don't do that. And Fantasia was there and killed it.
No, but you didn't hear it.
All right, so y'all know what time it is. It's deal time. That's right. The holidays are coming. If you're starting your shopping early, we got you covered. Now, the 3-pack Unsimply Stitch men's holiday dress socks gift set is just what you need for all the guys on your Christmas list. They're available in 5 different pattern sets, so no matter what your style is, you're good to go. The socks will be worn at mid-calf or pulled higher, and they fit shoe sizes 8 to 13.
Oh, these cute, Craig. Tell me more.
Don't mind if I do. Well, these socks have 2-ply construction for extra durability and a reinforced toe and heel, and they're made of combed cotton for a softer-than-average feel. These socks make the perfect gift for anyone who has feet.
Now, I want to get these for myself. How much are they?
Well, the 3-pack Unsimply Stitch men's holiday dress sock gift set has been seen as high as $40. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$19. Ooh, $19?
$19. Yeah, awesome. Man, go to MorningSafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, honey. Now, you all have one more day, honey, to vote for my fabulous Halloween costume. Now, should I be Tinsley Falkenstein or Gary with the beard? Now, the results are very, very close, and I just don't know what I want to wear. So head over to DishNation.com now and vote.
All right, coming up, Andrew Freund sat down with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, and the rest of the cast of Terminator Dark Fate to get some deep dish. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Sup, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, boy, Andrew Freund had the chance to sit down and chat with the one and only Terminator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the amazing Linda Hamilton, along with other cast members from the new film Terminator Dark Fate. Check it out.
My name is Sarah Connor. Never seen one like you before. Almost human.
I am human. Why do you care what happens to her?
Because I was her.
All right, guys. So it's been 28 years since you two have worked together.
Uh-huh.
What has been the biggest change you've seen in each other? Or have you seen any changes in each other over 28 years?
Well, Linda got younger. And younger looking. More active. More action-packed.
It's like unbelievable.
I mean,
it's like, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's become just the greatest statesman. I pretty much love everything about him. It was a slow burn for us.
First one, are you two okay? Like, because I watched this movie and it is like nonstop,
yeah.
Relentless. Are you fine? I just want to know, are you okay?
We've been recovering for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genuinely needed 6 months to be on bed rest.
I want to know, because you get naked in this movie.
I do.
You create that iconic Arnold drop scene that we've seen.
With a few added twists.
With a few twists, but how did that feel being naked on screen?
Comfortable.
Uh-huh.
It was amongst friends, so everything was fine. It was day one, and I keep saying, you know, it's the absolute perfect way to introduce yourself to 200 crew members.
Okay, now for you two, if the world, God forbid, was coming to an end, and you needed someone to protect you, who would you two want to have protect you?
You know, I really don't know. I would just rely on some of my friends, and,
How about me? Well, could I protect you?
Are you volunteering?
Sure. I'll protect. I could be your body. I mean, I see you have all these bodyguards around, but what about? No one's gonna think I can kick someone's ass.
There's no bodyguards around.
That's true.
This is my bodyguard here. Yeah.
That's very valid.
Stop right there.
Can you two give me your best Arnold impression?
Very nice. Every time we just did a scene, he was like, "Done."
And
I was
like,
"Very nice."
Okay. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
All right. I like it.
No monkey business. Look at this guy, no monkey business. Look at that suit. He's always complimenting people. He's a very generous guy.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I'll be back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, it looks like Khloe Kardashian's BFF Malika Hot gave her ex OT Genesis a choice to step up or step out. Word on the street is Malika and the rapper are currently expecting their first child together, and she gave him an option to be in their child's life or get to stepping. According to a source, Malika didn't want to make OT part of her pregnancy journey unless he wanted to be involved. They're talking and filling it out, and he's been getting more involved as her pregnancy has progressed. So, what do y'all think about this? Like, should she give him an option to be like?
It shouldn't be an option. That's something you should know.
You should want to do, right?
This relationship sounds doomed.
It's weird, right?
And as a new mom, you need that support. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But when you're saying this before the kid even comes,
yeah.
You have no faith in your relationship whatsoever. It's one thing of like, you know, you got a, you know, a baby by some dude, and you come around sometimes, and the kid don't know who to call dad, but the kid ain't even here yet.
And then he's a rapper. I mean,
quit
you know.
Don't start that.
I know a few good fathers that are rappers.
I'm trying to figure out something right now as we speak.
Now, I'm sure he's going to be in the kid's life.
Yes.
Yeah, when they're 20.
They may not always rock with the baby mother, but, like, you know, most dudes want to be there for their kids. It's right. The mother that makes it difficult sometimes.
Mm. She make it difficult because your ass wasn't around, honey, from zero until this age where you at. So, yeah, you're not going to just pop in and out.
We painting a whole relationship right here.
I know, and we don't know nothing like about it.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.